Good morning. It's Sunday, May 3rd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest theme is a reality check. Before chasing cellular reprogramming or senolytic protocols, the highest yield longevity move for most people may simply be preventing chronic disease. CNN's must-read piece makes the case with expert backing. In the labs, acarbose continues to surprise with neuroprotective effects in mice, and piRNA molecules are emerging as a novel blood-based window into biological age. We also weigh the evidence on urolithinase's place in a longevity supplement stack, and the Fight Aging newsletter raises a pressing question. Is air pollution literally accelerating how fast you age? From the research desk. The headline. Longevity researchers say chronic disease prevention beats biohacking for most people. According to CNN, the loudest voices in longevity culture fixate on exotic interventions, cellular reprogramming, rapamycin, NAD boosters, but leading researchers are pushing back with a more grounded message. For most people, preventing and treating chronic disease offers the highest longevity return. This is the one to read today. PiRNA molecules in blood may reveal your true biological age. From Medical Science Monitor, PiWi interacting RNAs, a class of small non-coding molecules once thought primarily relevant to germline genome stability, are emerging as surprisingly precise blood-based trackers of biological aging. MYC-driven ribosome remodeling is a core anabolic switch in skeletal muscle repair. From American Journal of Physiology, a new study in the American Journal of Physiology, drawing on both mouse models and human tibial fracture biopsies, identifies MYC-driven ribosome remodeling as a central mechanism during skeletal muscle repair. A muscle-specific ribosomal protein, RPL3L, is temporarily replaced by ubiquitous paralog, RPL3, during the inflammatory phase, then restored as healing completes. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Diabetes. Drug acarbose protects retinal neurons by reprogramming microglial metabolism. From Journal of Neuroinflammation. Acarbose, a decades-old alpha-glucosidase inhibitor used for type 2 diabetes and one of the NIA's interventions testing program longevity candidates, may protect neurons through a previously uncharacterized mechanism, modulating microglial immunometabolism via the SIRT1-PM2-NAD axis. In supplement news, urolithinase deserves a seat at the top of your longevity supplement stack. From Derek Prusky. Urolithinase, produced in the gut from polyphenols in pomegranates, berries, and walnuts, may be the most evidence-supported mitophagy activator available without a prescription, yet it remains overshadowed by NMN, rapamycin, and other more hyped compounds. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.